Samaritans listen while people tell them whatever they want to tell them, usually people in some sort of distress. We listen without being judgmental and in confidence.
And how long have you been volunteering?
I've volunteered with this branch for 23 years now.
What do you get out of volunteering?
I get an enormous amount from it. I get satisfaction from feeling I've helped people. But also, if I'm feeling down myself, people with worse troubles than mine come along and talk to me, and it gives me a sense of proportion for my own troubles.
And may I ask, what prompted you to volunteer 23 years ago?
I met a Samaritan who told me a little bit about the organisation about 40 years ago. And then I read a book about it roughly 25 years ago. And in between that time, I was thinking about it, and in the end, I went along and asked if I could join.
And what do you think the benefits of having this local chapter of Samaritans is in Kingston?
The benefits to the community, I think, is huge. What we do, just listening, sounds quite weak, and in fact, it is very powerful. People tend not to listen to one another these days. So to have someone who will really listen to you while you're talking about what's on your mind can be a great comfort. It can be such a comfort that someone who is feeling as bad as feeling suicidal will feel as if they can go on at least for a little longer.
What's your role? What's involved in your role?
I'm a listening Samaritan. That means I could be talking to people on the telephone, but in the main, I reply to emails and to texts. I'm also involved in the training of new Samaritans.
Okay. How many Samaritans would be on, say, a particular shift?
For each shift, there would be at least two Samaritans in the ops room, because we need to support one another. Without that support, people would burn out and we would lose volunteers. So there's at least two people on shift. If we have more people available, we have more people in the ops room. We have three telephones, so we can have three people on the phone, plus one more doing emails or texts.
And in your experience, your 25 years experience, would you say that people contacting the Samaritans has increased over that time? Or?
I don't know, because I only see the small part that speak to this branch. Certainly, the people who speak to us are different. When I first started as a Samaritan, there were very few people who said they had mental health problems. Now, the number of people who say they have mental health problems of all sorts is much higher.
And why do you think that is? Have a view on that?
I have no statistics, but of course the mental health service has changed greatly in the last 23 years. And that's maybe why we step in and talk to people who are distressed because of their mental health. Mm.